Hi, Lewis. It's Tina from Local Splash.
Hey.
Hey.
It's so hard to get a hold of.
It's okay.
I just got back to work today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you. So you're keeping busy, huh?
Yeah. Well, I've been off to do this.
So, question. You had sent in an inquiry about how much was due because you wanted to pay your past due amount and then cancel?
Yeah, I just paid my cover card.
Oh,
it'll probably go through in the next couple of days. I just paid it today.
Let me double check if that's the card that we have on file. Oh, we do. It's a Discover ending in 2443, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would imagine that the payment will be good by Monday because the system will try to process it once daily. But if there's any trouble, I can reach out to you. Let me make sure, since I have you, that the information I have is correct. It's still the 3236 Blackwater Road for the billing address, right?
It is.
Okay. And do you have the expiration as 6 of 25?
Yeah, 625.
And then 174 on the back?
174, yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. Yeah, because it was saying generic decline. It wasn't saying insufficient funds, so I was worried that maybe something else was going on. But I guess the system will catch it over the weekend if the funds are good now. So I want to give you an option, Lewis. How come you're wanting to cancel?
Because I'm doing a... I'm not going to be doing a whole lot.
Oh, you're starting to scale back a little bit?
I'm going to scale back a whole lot and do all these certain things. I really don't need no advertising right now.
Got it. So I want to give you an option. I can cancel the program on Monday once I see that this past due payment went through. And then if you like, you can keep the account canceled, but just keep your website, and that's just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. And I highly recommend that you do that because you have a custom web design with us. We typically charge $2,500 upfront to build those sites, but you already have it. So I can just convert it to the hosting. And starting in July, you would just be paying for the hosting if you wanted to do that. I could set that next billing for July 27th too, which is a month from Monday's date.
Okay, but I'm gonna lie.
Yeah, I think that'll be a better option for you because you don't want to lose the site, especially since it's your business. It's what?
Yeah, that don't sound bad.
Okay.
Is that my website now, or is that below y'all?
The website is the domain belongs to us. You're paying us for hosting, okay? If you ever wanted to cancel the site altogether and take that domain with you and go somewhere else and build a new site, we can do that for a one-time buyout of $99. But, you know, most people, they don't want just an empty domain. They want a site with all the bells and whistles on it, you know. So that's much more affordable for you to keep it going for just the hosting. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Okay. So I am setting up the invoices accordingly. So I'm sure, like I said, when I come in Monday morning, I'll see that this past due balance is fine. And then the next billing will be $29 starting on July 27th, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
All right. Well, thanks for giving me the update on the payment, and have a really nice weekend coming up too, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lewis. Okay. I appreciate that. I will. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.